It's 8:21 with Wayne and Jane, and well, I told you he would call in on time.
Good timing, Harley.
Yeah, Harley Pasternak is on the phone with a celebrity trainer and author of Five Factor Fitness. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Well, welcome back. You were on the show years ago. Your book came out, and look at all that you have done. Holy mackerel. You've been busy.
I've been busy. There's a lot of actors and musicians who need to get in shape, and beyond that, I've been lucky enough that my books have been translated in many languages, so I travel around the world, and it's when I travel around the world I realize that everybody looks better, lives longer, and is skinnier than we are here in North America, so that's what motivated me to write the Five-Factor World Diet.
Okay, and so what kind of stuff is in that book?
Well, you know, I wanted to understand why the rest of the world is so much healthier than us, why they don't have the obesity issues, heart disease, diabetes that we have here in North America. And the book focuses on what the 10 healthiest countries in the world eat, how they prepare it, how they eat it, and how they burn it.
Okay. And so are there some major things that we should maybe stay away from?
Rather than staying away from stuff, I'd rather focus on what we should be doing
okay. And
what we should be eating. And, you know, in Japan, they focus on ingredients like fresh fish, largest fish consumers in the world. They focus on eating soy. They drink green tea. And these are things that are available to all of us. We don't have to have a piece of raw salmon, even though I know where you guys are. You have amazing salmon out there. You can have a can of salmon, a can of tuna. You don't have to grab some soybeans and ferment them yourselves. Go out there and grab a veggie dog or drink some soy milk, or you can grab a Soy Joy bar. In Italy, from beans, lentils, tomatoes, you can grab a can of tomatoes. You don't have to be fresh tomatoes. They're just as healthy. So the ingredients that I suggest are things you can find in every grocery store. Beyond which, it's how you eat these ingredients. And that's really important that I learned traveling around the world. In Japan, they stop when they're 70% full. And they wait 10 to 15 minutes and decide whether to keep eating or not. Same thing in Sweden. And in Sweden as well, they make sandwiches with one piece of bread. It's always an open-face sandwich, not two. Little things like this make a big difference.
I would never even know how to stop at 70. never. Our society, I think we just eat too darn fast, don't we?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is... we've lost the ceremony of eating. You know, it's all about how much we can eat, how quickly, eat in our car, eat on the go, calorically dense meals. And we forgot about the beauty of food and the relationship that we should have to food and making food delicious. And not only delicious by adding sugar and fat and salt, making it delicious because of the seasonings, because of great ingredients, and because of making the dishes look great. You know, in China, there are five colors present at every meal. And each one of those colors is related to some kind of taste, salt, sweet, bitter, savory, and related to some of the key organs of our body. So there's a really interesting relationship that food has to our aesthetic and also to our health.
Okay, you're dealing with celebrities. You got Alicia Keys, you got Jessica Simpson, you've got Kanye West. When you set them up on a fitness program, do you also give them the recipes?
Yeah, absolutely. Lady Gaga, she is loving the recipes in the new book. And what she does, I actually learned something from Lady Gaga, is she combines different ingredients in my book from different countries into one dish. So she'll make, for example, a salad, and she'll take, you know, elements from Japan, elements from Italy, and she'll combine them together. She might use an olive oil from Italy and a balsamic vinegar from Italy, but she'll put edamame in there to get the soy in there from Japan. And she'll use seaweed from Japan as well, and she'll bring different ingredients all together. So that's something you can do, knowing what are the healthiest ingredients and knowing you're not limited to one country, combining them.
Okay, and which celebrity said, I'm not eating that? John Mayer? Come on.
He actually uses some of the recipes from the books to when he has guests over. He cooks from them, and we also have a meal delivery service in some cities that drops off fresh cooked five-factor diet meals to your door.
Yep.
But a lot of my clients, they really embrace the idea that they're five-minute recipes. You know, 5 minutes of prep time, most of them, five key ingredients, most of them, and they're very simple to follow. And that's why, you know, again, my clients who are busy people find them easy to prepare, and it's a lifestyle they can stick to.
Okay, but you need to exercise, I'm thinking, too, with along with the food. You can't just do one or the other, can you?
You need both. You need to eat properly and you need to move properly, and that comes in two ways. From the second you wake up in the day to the second you go to bed, active living, walking more, walking, walking, walking. Take the stairs, not the elevator. You know, in my hotel I'm at right now, I'm on the 7th floor, and people looked at me funny when I walked past them at the elevator and started taking the stairs. And a security person waited for me at the 4th floor, and he opened the door and said, "Sir, is everything okay?" "Yeah, I'm just walking to my room." They said, "Yeah, well, you know, we're not used to seeing people do that." In Europe or in Asia, it's a whole different ballgame, and that's important. The second kind of exercise you'll find in 5-Factor Fitness and 5-Factor Diet books, 25 minutes a day, so simple, pair of dumbbells. You're in, you're out 5 days a week, five-minute phases, very simple.
Yeah, I love that. Made it very, very simple. Okay, now let's move on to another topic. I saw you on Cribs, by the way. How many running shoes do you have?
Oh, boy.
Because we've been harassing you all week.
Well, it's a problem. And, you know, I'm, I do work with New Balance.
Yeah.
And as a result, I'm able to access some of these great limited edition sneakers in Japan that we don't get over here with cool designs. And I am a sneakerhead. I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pairs.
I was telling Jane here that I think you'll have to be on Dr. Drew's like celebrity rehab for shoe addiction.
I don't think there's a cure for my disease.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much for coming on the show. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And if anyone wants more information, 5factorworlddiet.com.